Right, we're just walking through the city centre. We're round at the back of FACT, the Film Art and Media Centre. And I'm with John Daly, who's been running urban walks for the last few months, exploring, I don't know, all over the city, sometimes out in rural spots as well. And he's going to tell us a bit about it and the whys and the wherefores of why the group are doing it.
Yeah, well, we just thought we'd have a go at doing some urban walks. And it kind of, you start these things, you're never really sure how they're going to work out. And it turns out that people have actually got loads of local knowledge. So they've kind of took it over themselves. And because they know the area, you know, like say Lidland, for instance, which is like the back of beyond to me. So, yes. You know, it's great that someone there pointed out this and that. Like the best thing for me there was there's a housing estate there, Octavia Hill and Ebenezer Howard. They're the name of the roads around there.
Yeah.
So these were like, you know, Victorian pioneers of the ideal of the Garden City.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Which is great to see like these council houses, but we just built, you know, no bells and whistles on them, but they just looked perfect.
Right.
So that was great.
So somebody comes up with an idea, somewhere they can show the group around, and then you just learn. You're learning about the area and you're learning from their history knowledge. Do you find that other people then bring things to it?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, it's amazing what people know. And it's all on the hoof, but it's all from the heart as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, people come up with some great stuff.
So what sort of places other than Lidland, where else have you been, kind of so far?
Well, so far, you know, we've had all sorts of people on the course, but people tend to think that the south side of the city is where, you know, is the best bit. Mm. So we have sort of been on that side so far.
Mostly.
Yeah, so, you know, like St Michael's was great.
Yeah.
You know, we ended up in some fella's back garden,
eating
cakes. And
in his house, showing us his artwork. Cake and coffee. And I mean, I've been on a few of the walks, and the thing that I like is they're full of surprises. You turn a corner, you just decide to go that way, and you don't know what's going to happen, you don't know what's going to come up, you don't know what's going to occur. And there's that as well, isn't there, as well as saying, oh, what's that over there, let's go and check that out. And someone will have a story, someone will have a bit of history, someone will remember something from their childhood. So it kind of brings all sorts of things into it, doesn't it?
Yeah. And there's also a bit, it's quite noisy around here. We're going down Fleet Street now, aren't we?
Yeah, it is. It's a really busy area.
Yeah, just by the barber. Whoops, nearly fell over then.
And loads of taxis and loads of busy work.
Like, there's fancy words now, you know, like psychogeography.
Yeah.
Which is just a fancy way of saying urban explorer, I think. But the idea of the psychogeography bit, you know, kind of read on the Wikipedia or something, was this Guy Debord fella, French, I think he was in the 30s or whatever. Got a bottle of wine and strolled. Strolled around, you know, with his mates, drinking this wine. And in their case, they'd end up bladdered, you know, want some bit of grass somewhere. But the idea was to treat the city as a place of exploration, chance and coincidence.
Right,
You know, where anything could happen.
So that's the motivation, that's your starting point sort of thing. And
yeah. So the political side of it would be that, you know, cities aren't there just to get us, you know, to work and back, you know, just like routes. They're actually places where, you know, for people to come together, and you know, a social place.
Right, yeah, place to explore. Have you found, like, since running the group, that it's changed the way you look at things? I mean, I know you started with that idea, you got interested, and you got curious, but, you know, how has it affected you since, as you've gone on, and what it's brought up for you?
Well, it's changed, you know, like the map that you have in your head that you think is Liverpool.
Yeah.
And like certain things change the way you think then. It kind of changes your attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Bootle. We walked along the canal from the Eldonians. You know, I'd never actually been down there, but it was great to see, like, you know, the locks and canals in the city. Mm. Anyway, we walked along. And then we comes off at Bootle Strand. And we goes into this cafe, which was, like, you know, really modern, chrome and glass and mirrors and all that. I thought, hang on, you know, this is not supposed to be Bootle. It was, like, really too smart for Bootle, you know. Anyway, it turned out that it was a community group called, I think they were called Y Kids. And they'd started the cafe. And the kids were there on like one-year apprenticeships. But the whole place was great, you know. They had the professional, upbeat, and it's fairly cheap in there as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just a great space to be in.
So you're really discovering, you know? Yeah, you're discovering new so things all the time, aren't you? And it makes your world bigger, doesn't it? I mean, for me, it makes me think, well, like you said, you've got your set roots and your set ways. Your local world starts to get bigger, doesn't it, when you realise you can start messing around with it and,
yeah,
I don't know, finding something out that you had no idea existed and that sort of thing.
But meeting those kids in Bootle, you know, who worked there, it was just great to see them, and it kind of... that's made me think differently about Bootle, you know.
Right.
That there's actually people there. Yeah. You tend to think it's just kind of some blank space that's not part of your consciousness.
Right, I see, yeah, yeah. What was I going to say? What sort of walks have you got planned for the future then? What's the ongoing?
Well, we've definitely got to do the north side of the city, you know, round Kirby, and, you know, other parts of the city which people don't know. Especially if you're from the South End or the Dingle or Toxteth or Allerton or whatever. So I've definitely got to do a few of them. But I think, you know, like routes into the city, like say Kensington.
Yeah.
A main route into the city. Some fellow was telling me once that Kensington is actually a good area to try and regenerate, you know, to get life going again. Because you've got like buildings where you can have shops on the bottom and people living on top. Uh-huh. Where places like, you know, Croxteth or whatever, or Kirby, where they're just big estates of, you know, uniform housing.
Yeah.
It's difficult to do anything with them.
Right.
Because there's not much difference there, so...
It's not nothing to kind of build on. Has it got all the empty spaces and all the sort of semi-derelict places and all sorts of things that could be regenerated and reused and changed the way they function?
You just need... People need more reasons to go to places.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know, massive housing estates, or, you know, with just one purpose for the buildings, gives people less reason to go there, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't that happen? Didn't you go... I don't know whether you visited it with the Urban Walkers, but was the Anfield Bakery that kind of idea? Kind of setting up something that would create a new reason for people to go there? I don't know if you went there on the Urban Walks.
A few of us have been there anyway, to the bakery.
Yeah. So, if people want to get involved or want to join in or come along, what should they do?
Well, Nerve magazine, right, you know, the arts and culture thing, you know, that a lot of people are involved in, you know, which is open to anyone. We've been doing stuff with the Workers' Education Association, right, where they... I actually do the walks through them. So, you just give them a ring. On 243-5340. And you know, we're walking every 2 weeks, on a Friday, starting at around 10 o'clock till about, you know, 4, up until Christmas. So the next one is this Friday, which is, what date is a Friday coming up?
It's the 5th today, 6th, 7th, 8th, Friday the 8th.
So Friday the 8th, and then every 2 weeks after that.
Yeah, and I believe like this Friday... it's heading out to Litherland, is that right? Not Litherland,
Freshfield.
Freshfields, and doing a bit of woodland stuff as well this time, isn't it? And
yeah, we're going out that way. People often think of walks of, usually along the lines of, oh, let's do the best bits, right, or the good bits. Well, what we've been doing is all the bits. So, but Freshfield is going to be the rural bits, or, you know, the beach bits.
Yeah, so nothing's off your radar, really, anything?
No.
Anything and everything. All right, then, so if people want to come along, they should get in touch with the WEA, or maybe, I don't know, Knock on the Nerve.
Or Nerve, yeah.
Store on Bold Street.
Nerve, 96 Bold Street, free tea, 709-9948, or as I say, the WEA number, 243-5340.
Okay, I think that's it. Cheers.
Nails it.